big beat keeps you rocking in your seat.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
Yeah, the big beat keeps you rocking in your sleep.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
Well, you clap your hands and then you stomp your feet. You got to move when you hear that beat. The big beat keeps you rocking in your seat.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
Old grandpa just to make 80 years old. Oh, man, he's crazy about this rockin' and roll. Big beat gets in your soul. It makes you jump and then it makes you roll. Old Grandpa Hall just make 80 years old.
Oh, big beat, baby.
Big leg Joe, he threw his crutch away. The big beat makes you act this way. Well, come on, gang, let's swing and sway. The big beat makes you act this way. Peg leg Joey, he threw his crutch away.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
This is your host to welcome you through the creaking door into the inner sanctum.
Outside, well, not here. It's not raining outside tonight. It rained a little this afternoon, though, I'll tell you that. Let's see. This is June 16th, 2016. You got the Big Beat Show on, and my name is Lou Rollo, your host. I got a special show tonight. I'm not going to tell you exactly what it is, but you'll figure it out after probably the first set, and if not, I'll tell you. That was Winona Carr, an unnamed group on Specialty Records from November of 1958. And that was cool. It's raining outside. Let's see if we can get the rest of the show to work right. Going to go right now to the Modern Record Label, California, May 1957. Here's Shirley Gunter and an uncredited group. And this is called I've Been Searching.
I've been searching for someone to call my own. Someone who will always tell me when I'm wrong and lift me with a song and a prayer. My life has been lonely, wishing for someone to share with all of life's burdens and to make them to bear. I know that I'll find happiness to make my life complete. When my search has finally ended and all my dreams have come true, I've been searching for someone to call my own. With all of life's burdens and to make them easy to bear, I know that I'll find happiness to make my life complete. When my search has finally ended and all my dreams have come true, I've been searching for someone to call my own. With all of life's burdens and to make them easy to bear, and make them easy to bear.
You're the cutest dog, the honest dog, the living in their honest dog. But how is it going to be? Are you just playing with me? I dare you.
Hi, I'm Willie Winfield of the Hop Tones, and you're listening to The Big Beat Show.
She did wrong, she did wrong.
What did she do wrong?
What did I do wrong?
Why leave me here to cry?
Really nice there. Carol Blades, backed up by the uncredited Harptones on G Records from January 1957. That was When Will I Know. Just before that, I Dare You Baby by Henry Alston, former member of the Hurricanes, backed up uncredited by the Hurricanes on Skyline Records, November 1958, and it was Shirley Gunter on Modern. Not backed up by the usual suspects, the Flares, but apparently that was the Platters backing her up on Modern from May of 57. All right, tonight's theme is single artists with uncredited groups on the label, all right, on the label. So some we know who they are, and some we do not know who they are. Like, I know we knew the Hurricanes, we knew the Harptones, we did, and probably the Platters did not know. We don't know who's backing up Winona Carr. Now, from a Johnny Otis. Johnny Otis had a band and a tour that he used to do all the time with his people, and one of the people was someone named Marie Adams, and sometimes she was backed up by the Three Tons of Joy on Capitol. This may be them backing her up. This recording came out on Capitol, on an album and on a single 45 in 1958. So we have Marie Adams. It may also be the group that Johnny Otis carried around with him on the tour, and most likely is them, the Moonbeams. So here's Marie Adams, backed up by an uncredited group, and Ma, he's making eyes at me.
Ma!
Baby, but ooh, baby, don't do that.
Cause if you run and scatter,
ooh, baby, you,
I want the world I'm at.
Ooh, baby, you,
do anything for baby, but ooh, baby, don't do that. Do anything to baby, but ooh, baby, don't do that.
Now, there's an odd one by a guy named Dave Apple, who later on, I didn't do many vocals later on. He did two on this label, President. This is 1955. Dave Apple. He did, I think his instrumental group was the Applejacks, Dave Apple and the Applejacks. But here he is with a vocal, and it may be the Applejacks backing him up, the backing Applejacks. Ooh, Baby, Ooh on the President label from 55, as I said, and on Capitol Records Live. Marie Adams, we got that one right. Ma, he's making eyes at me right here on the Big Beat Show. All leads without credited on the label vocal groups backing them up. By the way, this is just the beginning of the alphabet, A to maybe G, I think. Shirley Gunter, we got her in. And I have about four more scheduled for the future. I won't be doing one next week, but sometime in the future we'll be doing the next section of the alphabet, and on until we finish. I think there's four more I have scheduled so far. I had this one scheduled for a long time. I figured about time I played it. This one is on a very rare 45. The El Dorado label from November of 56. The tune is called To Johnny B from Joni D. And the singer is Joni Dunn.
Oh, please play a love song to Johnny B from Joni D.
Boom, 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 boom.
He sits next to me in the second row, but he doesn't know that I love him so. Oh, please play a love song to Johnny B from Joni D.
Kissing you. like a fool.
That one here several times before because I really like that recording by Ray Charles, backed up by the uncredited Ray Letts, which is kind of obvious. What a great recording. You Be My Baby. August 1958 on Atlantic. It was recorded February 20th of that year and wasn't issued till August. You Be My Baby, Ray Charles. Just before that, Joanne Alston and Group on Vest from 1963, Vest Records. And interesting, because that was Looking Like a Fool. And it was Joni Dunn on El Dorado from November 56, from Johnny B to Joni D. And right now, we're going to go to Savannah Churchill on Arco Records from 1950, backed up by the uncredited Four Tunes, who did a lot of uncredited work for her. And this one is called Ain't You Glad I Love You.
Ain't you glad I love you instead of your friend? Ain't you glad I turned out all right in the end? Ain't you glad I saw through each one of her lies? I'll admit she fooled me until I got wise. She's sorry now, so sorry now, can't believe that we're through. You ought to know, you ought to know, baby, I love only you.
Well, ain't you glad I love you, baby? No use to pretend. Ain't you glad I love you instead of your friend?
Yes, I'm glad you love me instead of my friend. I'm so glad it turned out this way in the end. I'm so glad you saw through each one of her lies. You admit she fooled you until you got wise. She's sorry now, so sorry now, can't believe that we're through. You ought to know, you ought to know, baby, I love only you. I'm so glad you told her. Why should you pretend? I'm so glad you love me instead of my friend. I'm so glad you love me.
Ain't you glad, ain't you glad, ain't you glad, ain't you glad, ain't you glad.
Okay, be the
Winnie Brown and the uncredited, Winnie Brown and her boyfriends, but it's the Q's, really the group called the Q's, which did a lot of background stuff for her and others. That's an early one on Mercury from February 1952. I think I played something else by her last week. Be Anything But Be Mine by Winnie Brown and the uncredited Q's. Although the label says the boyfriends, but that's who they really are. And just before that, Savannah Churchill with the uncredited Four Tunes. On Arco Records, I believe a subsidiary of Manor Records from 1950, and Ain't You Glad I Love You. Now, in Chicago, there was a woman named Barbara Green who had a few records, not many, most of which were backed up by the Dells, and this is one of them, from 1964 on the Vivid label. Don't look too closely at it, because unless you have sunglasses on, because it's a Vivid label. Although this is a white promo that I'm playing to 45. Barbara Green, you ready for this? And the uncredited Dells. And this is called A Lover's Plea.
Baby, baby, can't you see? know you know what this is all about. Don't tell me that you love me. I said just get on away from me. Things ain't what they used to be. Open your eyes.
We
can't you realize?
We
that you're the whole world to me. Baby, can't you see? Love me. I said just get on away from me. Cause things ain't what they used to be. Whoa, open your eyes. Can't you realize that you're the whole world to me. Baby, can't you see?
The big beat is loud and strong. Take the crazy rhythm as you move along.
We both like popcorn at a movie show. Holding hands with the lights down low. We got a lot in common. We should be in love. We both like music, just the very best. Rock and roll above the rest. We got a lot in common. We should be in love. Hot rod cars, floppy sweaters, ice cream bars, football letters, high school rings and all those things. And the way that Hilla sings, sitting in the park at night, keeping out of people's sight. We got a lot in common. And we should be in love. We got a lot in common. We should be in love. Got a lot in common, and we should be in love. Hot rod cars, sloppy sweaters, ice cream bars, football letters, high school rings, and all those things. And the way that Hilla sings, sitting in the park at night. Keeping out of people's sight. We got a lot in common, and we should be in love. And we should be in love. And we should be in love.
All right, at the top of the set on Vivid, we heard Barbara Green, backed up by the uncredited Dells with A Lover's Plea. In the middle, Eugene Church, who had a lot of records out in California on Specialty Records from April 1957. Now, the uncredited group, it's known who they were. They were Jesse Belvin, Gaynell Hodge, and his brother Alex Hodge. Doesn't get a heck of a lot better than that for a background group. Eugene Church, an uncredited group, Open Up Your Heart. Just now, Charles Brown, the great blues singer Charles Brown, about 10 years into his career, recorded September 13th, 1957, for the East West label, subsidiary of Atlantic. And it came out in February of 1958. We've got a lot in common. Next up, one of the members of the Del Vikings, one of the first to leave the Del Vikings, was a guy named Gus Backus. And he went to Germany and had a great career there for a long, long time. But just before he went to Germany and after he left the Del Vikings, he did a lot of work backed up by the Chantels. And there's even an album of his stuff backed up by the Chantels. And this is one of them on a 45. Came out on Carlton Records in 1958. Gus Backus with the uncredited Chantels and You Can't Go It Alone.
You kiss her goodnight on her doorstep. Then you walk home alone to the park and there in your room by your window you think of her there in the dark. It will go, but every new day that you share, your feelings continue to grow. By your side, you'll know to yourself what I'm saying. You'll know then that you're satisfied, 'cause you can't go it alone. Don't leave her, my friend. You're in love. You're
whispered softly, come back to me, cause God loves me. Keeps telling me, go back to you, and you'll be waiting for me.
Oh, yeah, after we just heard Gus Backus and the Chantels, that was Bobby Capri with the uncredited Velvet Satins. What a great name, huh, for a doo-wop group. And they were doo-wopping in the background on that one, 1963, on Johnson Records, The Night by Bobby Capri. Now, get ready for this one, because this is a little bit different. Don Gardner, who had a big hit later on with D.D. Ford, I forget the name of that record, but it was a big hit. But here he is, recorded March 16th, 1957, for the Deluxe label, and it was issued in May of that year. Here's Don Gardner and A Dagger in My Chest.
I saw him kiss her, and it was like a dagger in my chest. I watched them walk away, and I died inside. I knew I'd lost her, and felt my sad heart break within my chest. It was like a dagger in my chest when she told me goodbye. I thought of the lips I would kiss now. It's much too late for past regrets. Yes, when I lost my love, it was like a dagger in my chest.
Have a good time.
Have a good time.
So long. I'll miss you, I know. But have a good time. Have your fling. Be gay with your new love. Setting you free. Dance and sing. Pretend that it's true love. your holiday. When you're tired of being reckless and carefree, remember that I'll be waiting to welcome you home. So have a good time.
Backed up by the uncredited James Quintet and Have a Good Time on Atlantic from 1952, and we heard Don Gardner before that on Deluxe. Got to finish up tonight with something I have finished up the show with several times before, and we're going to do it again. Richard Barrett, an uncredited group on the MGM label from May of 1958. We're going to hear Body and Soul. Thank you very much for listening. May harmony be with you until next time. And good night. Here's Richard Barrett.
Your heart must be like a stone to leave me here all alone. Could make my life worth living by simply taking what I've set on giving. My heart is sad and lonely. For you I sigh, for you. Could have one more chance to prove it. My life a wreck you're making. You know I'm yours for just the taking. I'd gladly surrender myself to you. Bye.